What is an indulgence? Well, first of all, it is not the forgiveness of sin. Sin is forgiven through the confessional with the priest, or for venial sin, confessing directly to God. But when we sin, it causes damage. And though we are forgiven and won't have to go to hell, we do have to make reparations for our sin. If we do not make enough reparation before we die, we have to finish that process in purgatory. This act of making reparations is called penance. It's why during confession you are given a penance, to make satisfaction for the sin. However, in today's world, the small penances that we are given do not satisfy the reparation needed for our sins, unlike in the early church when it did. The early Christians were given long, harsh penances that would fully expiate all the temporal punishment. Over the centuries, the church, through the authority given it by Christ to bind and loose, began foregoing some of the penance in exchange for a small devout act. For instance, let's say someone in the 4th century confessed their sins and they were given a 4-year penance. But then the priest said that they would knock off 2 years of that penance if they took a pilgrimage to a specific holy site. That person received a 2-year indulgence. If you look at the old indulgence manuals, you'll see that various acts had different amounts of time attached to them. For instance, one indulgence act might be worth 100 days indulgence or 6 months indulgence. That's not time off in purgatory. That's how much of old school harsh penance this act is worth. In other words, if, for instance, kissing your brown scapular is worth 100 days indulgence, that means that kissing your scapular is worth the same as 100 days of harsh old school penance. Today, they don't show those values. It's either a full indulgence called plenary or a partial indulgence. Now, the penance is actually still satisfied. In other words, the 100 days of penance doesn't just go away because you kissed your brown scapular. Someone else has done it for you. Let's say there was a monk in the 12th century and he did 10 years of harsh penance. After he died, and at his judgment, when his good works were measured, as says will happen in 1 Corinthians, it turns out he only needed to do 5 years of penance. So the remaining 5 years of penance that he had done is put away until later in what the church calls the treasury, which is made up of the overabundance of the penitential acts done by the saints throughout the centuries and the infinite merits Christ won on the cross. So it will never run out. So if you receive a 2-year indulgence for doing some small act, 2 years of penance is taken from the treasury and applied to you. A person can earn indulgences for themselves or for the souls in purgatory, but not for another living person. Now, I know this may sound strange talking about treasuries and whatnot, and of course, a lot of this is using figurative language to express a truth in ways that we can understand. And it is the same imagery that Christ himself uses in Matthew 6:19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, or where thieves do not break in and steal. We also know from Scripture that when we die at our judgment, if we are saved and don't have to go to hell, our good works are measured up, and if they are enough to pay off our debt, we go straight to heaven. Otherwise, we have to pay it off in purgatory. 1 Corinthians 3:13. Each man's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work which any man has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. We also know from Scripture that we can build up treasures in heaven that can be used to wipe away the punishment for sin. Luke 11:41. But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will become clean for you. Matthew 6:1. Beware of practicing your piety before men in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. And verse 3. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Tobit 12:9. For almsgiving delivers from death, and it will purge away every sin. Those who perform deeds of charity and of righteousness will have fullness of life. 1 Peter 4:8. But before all things, have a constant mutual charity amongst yourselves, for charity covers a multitude of sins. We also know that we can apply these good works to people who have died so that they will be able to enter into heaven. 1 Corinthians 15:29. Otherwise, what do people mean by being baptized on behalf of the dead? Luke 16:9. And I tell you, make friends for yourself by means of unrighteous mammon, so that when it fails, they may receive you into eternal habitations. You can earn a plenary indulgence that can be applied only to the souls in purgatory from November 1st to November 8th, when you visit a cemetery and pray even mentally for the dead. The last 2 years, this was extended throughout the entire month of November. To my knowledge, that has not been done for this year yet, though it may happen. A plenary indulgence means that all the temporal punishment or debt due to sin is wiped away. It is earned under the usual conditions, which are: you have to go to confession, you have to take the Eucharist, you have to pray for the Pope's intentions, which would be offering up an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be, and be detached from all sin, including venial sin. If one of these conditions is not met, the indulgence is partial, meaning only part of the debt is paid off. Until my next video, God bless.